Hi, Aiden. It's Lulu, your Aunt Julia. And I have a little birthday surprise for you. I'm going to read a story, and it's one of the books that I sent you. And the first one is called Little Gorilla. Once there was a gorilla, and everybody loved him. His mother loved him. His father loved him. His grandma and grandpa and his aunts and uncles loved him. Even when he was only one day old, everybody loved Little Gorilla. Pink butterfly flying through the forest, green parrot in his tree, and red monkey in her tree all loved Little Gorilla. Even Big Boa Constrictor thought Little Gorilla was nice. Giraffe, walking tall through the forest, was there when Little Gorilla needed him. Young Elephant and Old Elephant, too, came to see him. Lion roared his loudest roar for him. Roar! Even Old Hippo took him wherever he wanted to go because she loved Little Gorilla. Just about everybody in the Great Green Forest loved Little Gorilla. Then one day, something happened. Little Gorilla began to grow and grow and grow and grow. And one day, Little Gorilla was big. And everybody came and everybody sang. Happy birthday, Little Gorilla! And everybody still loved him. This next story is called Counting Cows. Well, it's really not so much a story. It's more just counting some cows, but we're going to do it backwards, so that's a little bit different. Do you know what sound a cow makes, Aiden? That's right. Moo, moo. That's the cow sound. Let's do it together. Moo, moo. That's very good. Okay, are you ready to count? Let's count some cows. 10 lazy cows. Just look at those cows lazing around. 9 fenced Frisians. Well, that was hard to say, wasn't it? But there are 9 of them. And there's a big barn. Can you see the barn? 8 cool cattle. Well, that looks nice. They're all out there in the pond, cooling off. Can you see the tree? 7 stunning cows. Oh, that looks nice. Laying out in the field, getting some sun. 6 haying heifers. There's 6 cows. Can you see them? Can you see the hay bales, those big round circles? 5 grazing cows. Well, there they are. They're all grazing and eating. 4 cautious cows. Can you see them there by the barn? 4 the silos, too. Can you see the barn and silos, Aiden? 3 hungry Holsteins. Well, look. Can you count to 3? 1, 2, 3 cows. Good. And it looks like they're eating all the corn. 2 crossing bossies. Wow, they're crossing the road there. And there's another barn. Can you see it way back there in the background? It's very small. Can you count to two? One, two cows. One big bovine. Look at that big cow. Zero cows. Oh, all the cows are gone. Where did they go? Aiden, where do you think all of those cows went? Let's turn the page and find out. Look! It's a barn dance! It's a cow party! You enjoyed the barn dance. Wasn't that fun? Now, Aiden, this next one is one that you know, and actually this one's for Christmas, so if Mom and Dad are listening to the tape, they need to stop it now if it's not Christmas yet. So this is for Christmas of 2001. The first two stories were for your birthday, so this is for Christmas. And this one is called The Itsy Bitsy Spider. You know that one, don't you, Aiden? We've sung that one a lot. Okay, but this one, we've got some new pictures and we've got some new words, too. It's even a longer song than before. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the kitchen wall. Swoosh went the fan and made the spider fall. Off went the fan, no longer did it blow. So the itsy bitsy spider back up the wall did go. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the yellow pail. In came a mouse and flicked her with his tail. Down fell the spider, the mouse ran out the door. Then the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the pail once more. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the rocking chair. Up jumped a cat and knocked her in the air. Down plopped the cat, and when he was asleep, the itsy bitsy spider back up the chair did creep. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the maple tree. She slipped on some dew and landed next to me. Out came the sun, and when the tree was dry, the itsy bitsy spider gave it one more try. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up without a stop. She spun a silky web right at the very top. She wove and she spun, and when her web was done, the itsy bitsy spider rested in the sun. Yay! Well, that's much better than getting washed down the spout. I mean, that happened in the beginning, but in the end, she ended up on top of the tree. Up in the sunshine, resting, getting a little suntan. That sounds very nice. I like the way that ended. How about you? I hope you enjoyed your stories. And I'm sorry that we're so far apart on the map, but sometimes that just can't be helped. So this way, with this tape, you can listen to stories and you can hear your Aunt Julia, your Aunt Lulu, read them to you anytime. And I hope to see you sometime soon. And I love you, Aiden. So I'll be seeing you soon. Bye-bye.